Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Weather is something we all experience, but how often does it provide inspiration? Cap Radio's Temperature Blanket Project offers a colorful, handmade way to connect with Sacramento's changing climate. This year-long crochet project by Cap Radio's environment and climate reporter Manola Sakata and assignment manager Claire Morgan captured the highs and lows of our weather, one square at a time. From record-breaking heat to atmospheric rivers, the temperature blanket tells a visual story about how we all relate to the natural world. Manola Sakata, welcome back to the show.
Hey.
Claire Morgan, great to see you.
Hello.
Claire, I want to start with you. Where did the idea of this project come from? And also, I see that you brought the blanket.
Yes.
Can you maybe like hold the blanket and kind of tell me
what
I'm looking at and also just what inspired this?
Yeah. So there's an organization called the Tempestry Project, and they were the ones that sort of started this this idea of representing daily or even weekly, in our case, average temperatures in crochet. And so this organization is very focused on making climate change tangible physically. And so many crocheters all across the world have made their own versions tracking the temperatures in their various locations. And so it's something that we've sort of always been interested in on the digital team ever since I joined Cap Radio in 2022. It's something that we sort of talked about. And also when I joined, I met Manola and I was very happy to learn that actually a lot of Cap Radio staff dabble in fiber arts. So a lot of us are crocheters, knitters, spinners. So we knew that we would have a ton of backup in case we accidentally got, you know, a little bit far behind. So it's nice to know that, A, we had the support, and B, we were also interested. And to describe the temperature blanket for you, I dropped part of it on the floor, but it is a bunch of crochet granny squares. If you're not familiar with a granny square, it is one of the most iconic shapes in crochet. It's like that classic square. And each of our squares represents a average weekly temperature in Sacramento. And all of the squares are kind of put together in chronological order. So it's a graph that really shows how temperatures progress throughout the year.
And so it moves from color to color depending on what the temperature is. And so do all the blankets follow a similar arc then?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about that too. I think the most traditional one is the one where you'll see averages, daily averages being documented. So that would someone who's doing a row every single day.
It's a lot of work, right?
Yeah, on the average temperature of the day, exactly. But, you know, because of we wanted to make this kind of manageable, we decided to do weekly, which honestly, I think still works out because I think an important thing to think about this blanket with contextually is that, you know, even if you're doing daily averages, this is something that a lot of people, when they're thinking about climate change, they think about these blankets as a way of documenting temperatures and kind of becoming more aware of where temperatures locally or nationally, however you're documenting them, where they lie. So, of course, looking at weekly averages in a year, that's not going to tell us, hey, this very specific thing about climate change is happening. But what it does do, and what it did in our case, was make us a lot more aware of what's normal when it comes to our weather. And then when records are broken, how does that manifest in the colors of our blanket? So for me and Claire, I think we talk about it more as a way of being more aware of what's normal and what's not when it comes to local weather, and just kind of really visualizing that.
So let's start with the beginning of this year, 2024. We'll see how much time we have for how many seasons we can get through. But what colors are these squares?
Yeah, so I'm holding the blanket right now. You can't hear it because it's a blanket. So it starts with purple and blue for the first 3 months, really. What are those average temperatures representing?
Yeah.
Colors? Yeah.
That purple is called thistle, and it represents temperatures that were in the 40s. And then the blue color represents temperatures that were in the 50s.
Yeah, so exactly. So we started the year with a good amount of snowpack, not as much as 2023, but it was 80% of the statewide snowpack average in February. Rain kept the temperatures kind of cooler. And again, snowpack was a little bit lower than in 2023. But it was still a good year for precipitation at the beginning of the year. We were still off to a pretty good start when it came to the state's water supply. And you could definitely see that in just seeing these cooler temperatures being represented. presented at the beginning of the year.
For someone that follows environmental reporting and climate change so closely, I'm curious, when we were getting some good rain, how did you feel when you were doing the crocheting?
Yeah. So I started at Cap Radio 3 years ago, and the first winter that I was here was a super dry winter. So I got to see what it was like to be a lot more concerned going into the hotter months when it came to the state's water supply. So seeing this was just kind of, you know, nice to see, and it was a comfort, and it was really interesting to be able to really break it down and compare it to those years I'd seen before.
And then we start to see some color changing. What months precipitate that, if you will?
Yeah, so we have a seafoam green, and then a celery, and then this yellow as we get into the summer. But yeah, Clara, do you want to talk about those averages first before I get into that?
Yeah, that seafoam green represents temperatures that averaged somewhere in the 60s. That green kind of bright celery color that is represented in our blanket represents temperatures that are in the 70s. And finally, we get to that yellow, which is called maize, and that represents temperatures that are in the 80s.
Yeah, so this was getting into the hotter months, definitely. And overall, I think that this year, if we were going to take away something from this year, what was the most significant and impactful when it comes to local weather in Sacramento region was definitely the extreme heat that we saw over the summer.
Yeah, let's get into that. How did the colors change?
Yeah, so we got to see, you know, this yellow color, this orange color too. That was typically representing averages in the 80s and 90s. And what we saw over the summer was, honestly, heat records being broken nationally. We saw multiple records broken throughout the summer of, you know, whether it's the hottest, you know, highest temperature for that particular day. For example, we saw on June 6th, the Sacramento International Airport reached 101 degrees Fahrenheit, breaking the previous record in 2002, which was 98. And then we also saw this really long stretch of intense temperatures from June 23rd to July 12th. Downtown Sacramento reported an average of 103.8 degrees daily, breaking the previous record of 102.5 degrees that was set in 1984. So really hot temperatures, not just in California, but in other states too. And that was something that we really saw pop out in the blanket. With these, we only got two orange squares. And again, this is weekly averages. So even though it goes into the hundreds, we're talking about over the course of the week, what does that equate? So the highest we got to in the blanket was a weekly average in the 90s. But, you know, it was very hot and very significant. And at the time when I was talking to meteorologists, they were telling me, like, oh, this is really unusual. So it was interesting to see that in the blanket itself, too.
We typically think of the winter months as being the more darker and maybe depressing. And we get that, you know, seasonal affective disorder. But I'm curious, Claire, when you're crocheting to reflect on just scorching heat and so many people upset by that and unnerved by that heat, what was going on in your head at the time?
Yeah. Well, I think fiber art for me has been a way to kind of get my anxieties out. So anytime that I'm stressed or anxious at all, I sit down and knit, do a couple rows on my project. But it's often not represented in the work I create. I'm often making like bright, happy socks and hats and sweaters. So that anxiety is not really represented in the work that I'm doing. So to be able to like tangibly think about how I myself physically was feeling, hot, cold, look, it's really windy, it's really rainy, and sit down and think specifically about climate change and have a place that I could channel that anxiety, it just was really meaningful in a way that none of the other projects that I've worked on, at least for fiber arts, has been. And I also feel like I have a much deeper understanding of how Sacramento's weather looked over the year, feeling like putting it all together. I think Manola and I both had kind of stronger reactions than we expected to. About 6 months into the project, we sat on my couch and like stitched all of the pieces together. And I think we were both just kind of like blown away to see it all laid out, because it's not something that you physically engage with really beyond just kind of existing in your day. So to have this engagement in just the climate patterns was just super interesting and very fulfilling.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of times when I'm talking about the weather with friends or family or coworkers like Claire, you know, oftentimes we're talking about it in terms of, oh, today feels really, really hot. Today feels really cold. But you don't know if you're being dramatic or not. So it was kind of interesting to have this blanket as a way to actually check yourself and say, oh, it actually is crazy hot. Like, I have the right to say that today. Yeah, that was interesting, too.
I also noticed just with friends and family members, like, you know, people who subscribe to the newsletter, my mom specifically, she'd call me and it would be like, you know, 100 degrees. And she'd say, I wonder how this is going to look in the temperature blanket. And so I noticed that it sort of became this like, just a check-in with myself, like, oh, I'm feeling XYZ. It's really hot today. I wonder how this is going to show up. And it did. As Manola mentioned, that bright orange spot is when I was feeling like, oh, man, it's so hot. So, yeah, that was also really cool to experience and have that kind of deeper thought about how climate trends change as I was going through my day.
At least there's something to look forward to when the rest of us are just baking in the heat. You're thinking about a project. It might help you keep going. Let's talk about as we kind of move into it, it eventually gets cooler. It felt like it never would, but it going into October and November and December, how are the colors changing?
Yeah, so for the end, we went back to that celery green color, and then we are still stitching the last squares together, so I'm looking into a basket right now. yeah, we started to get back to those cool colors that we saw at the beginning of the year. I'm pretty sure that the beginning of autumn was still a little bit warmer than average. So we saw that heat persist. This was definitely not a super duper cold year for our region. And then by November, we started to see kind of what we typically see, which is entering into atmospheric river season, you know, a lot of rain. At the moment, it's hard to say whether or not we're going to be in the same place that we were at the beginning of the year when in terms of snowpack and all that. But yeah, definitely seeing storms coming back again doesn't seem like a repeat of the year I, you know, when I arrived in Sacramento 3 years ago, that was just bone dry. But also I don't want to jinx it. So that's all I can say about that for now. But yeah, we definitely a little bit more warm later in the year and now into this season of precipitation.
I feel like I'm getting a weather report, but with the weather person engaged in some other activity.
Yeah.
I think we're going to demand that from now on. Claire, I'm curious, just as we move into this last part of the year, how does the blanket, you know, illustrate this emotional experience that we've been talking about?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a manifestation of the weather patterns, but it's also been, again, kind of a personal project for myself. I don't want to speak for you, Manola, but it's been
definitely
really, really cool to engage constantly with data in a physical capacity. I'd not done that before. And it really did feel like I was kind of channeling my climate anxiety into something meaningful. And to be able to share it with people also was exciting and good.
And just in our last 30 seconds or so, what's your hope for similar projects at CAP Radio or in our community?
Yeah, Manola has a very exciting 2025 project I'll let her describe.
Oh, please.
Yeah. So I think whenever I'm thinking about these fun projects, I'm thinking about ways that we can have Sacramentans feel more engaged with their environment. And so one thing that I'm working on with Claire right now is a project that also will be a monthly project. Instead, it'll be focused on ways that people can engage with their environment in a seasonal way. So for example, eagles roost in the winter. So maybe in January, I'd talk to an eagle expert and also explain where you can go see that happening. So yeah, again, I'm just always really excited about ways I can get people excited about locally engaging with their environment and understanding it a little bit better.
This feels totally engaging. Thank you for coming on. This conversation has left me in stitches.
Nice.
thought about that one about midway through. Claire, Manola, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Claire Morgan is CAP Radio's digital editor and assignment manager, and Manola Sakata is environment and climate change reporter. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight, and you can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.